Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. Remember, text number 51551, wash your hands. As you heard, students will get full marks in the Leaving a Junior Cert oral and practical exams because they've been cancelled because of the coronavirus emergency. They will get the full 40% in Irish and 25% in modern European languages before they, if the Leaving Cert goes ahead, but before they sit down and do the actual written examination. Jack has contacts. Jack is in County Galway, 1850 715 815. Jack, you're about to do your Leaving Cert.
Yes, I'm in Leaving Cert right now, yeah.
You must be thrilled, are you? That you've almost...
I'm not thrilled, Joe, to be honest.
Why?
It's quite a little bit of a slap in the face for those of us who have worked so hard over the years to try and get up our language skills. Last summer, worked in the town somewhere to kind of get them up, and just for the top grade to be handed to absolutely everyone in the country is a little bit
Okay, your line is dreadful, but I'll try and stick with you because it is an interesting point. But Jack, the government have decided that the orals and the practicals are now over, and you've all got 100% of what was available.
Yeah. Yes.
Why do you think that's unfair?
It's just the amount of effort that goes into it, Joe, and it's a full 40%, and it just feels. All the work that we've done over the last while has just been for nothing. And I know it's the top priority in the country right now, but it's just not a nice feeling.
Yeah.
Joe, and we're just a little bit concerned about how this is going to impact the sale points. Will all the points go up now?
That is the key, I think. If everyone is going to get higher grades, this Leaving Certificate, obviously, because everyone is out. I don't know, to get top marks in the oral assessment in the Irish exam, does that immediately mean I pass the whole exam?
I think it is, in my knowledge anyway. I've been in the system for the last 2 years. I think it's 30% in any subject is a pass. And you can pass the
So your point is all the grades will automatically go up in the languages. European languages and Russian as well, which is effectively a European language. Irish, obviously, it's 25% in modern European languages. So that puts you way in the running. But Jack, are you not, as a Leaving Certificate student, are you not looking a gift horse in the mouth?
Yeah, I don't really know, Joe. It's just. I know it's an uneasy time for absolutely everybody right now in the world, but I just feel like a couple of different options could have been explored to make it a more even ground. But
okay, give me other options, Jack.
Well, I think every language teacher within the country would understand and know the level that their students are at.
Okay. Could have
essentially given them a predicted grade for the oral. I don't know, maybe a lot of people will disagree with me on that.
So you're saying maybe the actual teachers could have given a predicted grade?
I think so.
Okay, stay there. We'll try and get a better line for you, Jack. 51551, wash your hands. Kate, Joe at rt.ie. Kate, good afternoon. Are you there, Kate?
Hello.
Kate, yeah, come in loud and clear. Kate is on. Are you there, Kate? Yes, you are.
Yes.
Okay, loud and clear. The new system, which was introduced today, the orals and the practicals in Irish, Spanish, French, German, Italian, Russian, Japanese, I think, as well, is in there. They've already those exams, as far as the State Examinations Commission is concerned, are finished now, and everyone. Remarkably, everyone in the country got top marks, and the practical performances in music, difficult, and home economics, for example, they were brilliant as well. They've all got 100%. So, what do you think, Kate?
What I actually think, the fairest way, fifth year and sixth year results, should actually be brought together, given an average of the results, because really very, very good students mm-hmm. who are going to be sitting their Leaving Cert exam this year, who've worked so, so hard, and I can speak on behalf of my own child, my okay. own daughter. You know, when they go back to school and have to sit the exams, they're in an absolute disadvantage because they're working remotely from home. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to get motivated. And I mean, she's a great, great worker. And it's, I can see it, it's, you know, the TV may be on, or the radio, or somebody calling, or, you know, it's mm-hmm. so, so difficult to get a
house. And Kate, do you think, insofar as anyone knows, but you know how well your own daughter is working, do you think she would have done very well in the orals and the practicals anyway?
I do.
Okay. But you're saying, whereas my daughter might have got close to the 100%, well, it's 40 and 25%, but if you know what I mean, got close to full marks in the orals, others wouldn't, but now there's no differentiation.
Absolutely correct. And I think the fairest way, because the teachers, my daughter goes to presentation secondary school in Tralee, and it is an absolutely fantastic school. She has the, you know, they work so, so hard, those teachers. And the work they have put in as well, their results, as well as the students' results, will not give a fair result for both them and the students. And, for example, mm-hmm. I think that it is going to be a fight for places now getting into college, because the fairness of the results will not be what they have been always. And the best way...
And the points the for all those subjects, Irish, French, German, Spanish, you know, overall,
yes.
because they're all totted up, the points will probably go up for every single course, even though the demand
Absolutely.
Might not go up because of the...
I don't know about that, but I just feel that outside orals at all, I mean, the orals and the top results are given to every single person. And even the average student, who's a fighter and fights tooth and nail for every mark that they get, I mean, they're at home. They have no motivation. They don't have that one-to-one with the student or with the teacher.
Oh, that's the end of it. There's no need to do any more or oral.
No,
or
but I'm talking about written even. The oral, it's, I think instead of doing what's happened today, and I do not want to put fire on top of Joe McHugh, because I think he is a fantastic
minister for education.
He's doing his best,
okay.
And he means well, but I do think more thought should have gone into this and means test an average on the results, mm-hmm. because teachers have been doing orals all the time. I'm speaking on behalf of my daughter in presentation school in Tralee, and they have worked diligently, the teachers, going over the orals and practicing for practicals and so on for 2 years, just not now. And they know the average. They have given percentages to their students and grades
that
of what they've got.
Okay.
And
But Kate, we're in a national emergency.
I respect that.
I understand it, but you're worried about your daughter's points.
I'm worried about, actually, do you know what I'm actually really worried about? I'm worried about all the students, not just my daughter, my daughter's friends. I'm worried about their mental health as well. They're so frightened. They're so, so concerned.
So it's a good idea to get rid of the oral and practical exams and Irish, French, German, Spanish, Italian, Russian, Japanese, etc., musical, home economics, because it takes that pressure off them.
Absolutely. I respect that. But I just feel
there should be another way. By the way, what was your daughter's reaction when she heard the news?
Honestly, euphoria.
Yeah.
And that is, she was absolutely relieved. She was really concerned about the orals. And yes, she was delighted. And she, you know, she said even the average student and the student who's worked so, so hard, whether, you know, an average student, she's happy for them as well.
Okay.
Because everybody, they're all together in this. They all feel for each other. It's just the point system, the rate. They don't know what's happening.
Okay, we know, I'm not being glib, but there's only one subject that would be talked about in the oral, Irish, French, German, Spanish, Italian, Russian and Japanese. And that would be coronavirus, wouldn't it? That's what they'd be asked about. Jan, good afternoon. Joe at rt.ie. Jan. There's a number of unforeseen consequences here, I think. You spotted one. Go ahead, Jan.
Oh, okay. The concern I have, okay, Joe, is for kids who don't do a language for various reasons.
Yeah.
Okay, some kids are exempted for learning difficulties, and some kids choose not to do these because they're not their forte. They're more math, sciencey people. So when it comes to, and I know there's bigger things out there at the moment, and we are all concerned about them, but when you're dealing with, say, Leaving Cert students, they've been built up that this is all to do with their Leaving Cert, and they're in that zone. So while they know coronavirus, they're still in the Leaving Cert zone. When it comes to the points race, kids who do not do a language are being disadvantaged straight away. They're up against kids who are going in with a 40% mark or a 50% mark.
Or a 25% mark.
And a 25. Yeah. So, you know, if you do, say, music and you do Irish and you do French. You are already going in past subjects.
That's a good point.
And everything past that is an advantage.
Is it too late if you're not doing Irish, English? I know Irish is compulsory with exemptions, but if you're not doing Irish, but you did do Irish up to fifth year, or French, or German, or Spanish, or Russian, up to fifth year, can you now say, yes, actually, I will do it? I will do it. Is it too late? Is it too late to declare?
I think it's too late because I was just listening, and the minister was saying he will not allow people move up to an honours Irish if they've been doing PASS. Because now you'd automatically pass your honours. So he's not allowing people move up. So I assume if you hadn't applied to do it on your subjects for the Leaving Cert
Well, look at it the other way. If you had applied to do Irish or whatever and you were getting the heebie-jeebies about the oral, well, you don't have to worry about the oral now.
You don't even have to worry. You can plough ahead.
Yeah, but Jan and Kate and Jack... Jan, but the differentiation, to use that word, would be in the written exams. That is where the differences will emerge.
Take my own child. He is doing six subjects because he is exempt from Irish. There are six written subjects. He is now going in at minus, if you like. Everybody else is going in maybe with three subjects passed. He still has to try and pass the subjects before he gets anywhere on the point system.
Okay.
So it's disadvantaging a lot of kids who, through no fault of their own, they have learning difficulties, whatever. Yeah. They're disadvantaged.
Okay, where's Luke McCormack? Luke?
Yeah. Joe, hi, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Where are you based, Luke?
I'm down in Cork, actually.
All right, and are you doing your leaving?
I am, I'm in sixth year this year now. So,
what was your reaction when you heard it? Were you
all set to do my orals now this coming Monday, this Monday week, but you're all gone down the drain now.
What was your reaction when you heard the news that you've passed? You've got 100% in the orals.
A complete shock, like, Joe. Well, to be honest, I mean, once you put in the hard work, you know that you're going to do well enough. But you see, just for this to be handed out to every student, it's just completely unfair now. I was thinking there about, some courses that require Irish to be passed at the Leaving Cert level, like to do a primary teaching or something.
Yeah.
Like, they're handing out qualifications now, I mean, to people who probably wouldn't be able to.
Yes.
And what is the reaction, Luke? What is the reaction with your pals when you were Facebooking them or whatever this morning when this news broke and spread like wildfire?
There were mixed feelings, Joe, to be honest with you. Like, there were some now who would be quite weak at Irish, and they think they've got it great now, you know. Like, they're thinking, oh, yeah, sure, we've all passed. But I'm feeling sorry for people now who've put in the hard work, done the hours, tried really their best.
And
is that you?
Yes, of course. Who's that, Jan or Kate?
Kate. Luke, how are you? I have a daughter who's doing the Leaving Cert as well. And I actually was saying that if all your exam results for fifth year, your continuous assessments for fifth year and sixth year were added up together, given the average, would you think that's a fairer system instead of identifying just the orals alone and people who are doing home economics, music, Irish and language? Some people are not doing Irish, and whatever the other subject is. I mean, they're in total advantage now because they're passed four exams before they even go in.
Or five, could be five.
Or five, yes. So, I mean, for example, adding up the results, not the mocks, because the mocks really, you know, I mean, students would, even the very good students wouldn't have done as well in maths, for example, because they wouldn't have the whole course covered. Biology, they wouldn't have the whole course covered because it's to the wire, because it's such a very, very, you know, very heavy subject. And would it be better that the continuing assessments for the students would be added up to fifth year and sixth year, because the very good students and the hardworking students' results, you know, it would be fair results than just identifying and choosing orals and giving the full marks. I mean, this, then it actually gives the overall share. No student who hasn't put in the work is going to automatically go through the roof with points last minute if they were actually sitting down doing their actual legal cert.
Okay, let me...
Sorry, can I just... Can I get in there?
Yes.
Maybe it's a very simple view, but if the oral component was taken out of the exam and it was just all marked on the written, would that not have been a fairer system for everybody?
Or, can I say, but the orals, the mock orals were done, for example, and we'll say this is a continual assessment. Use that as the continual assessment.
Okay. Yes, exactly. The mock orals were only done there about 2 or 3 weeks ago.
And how
they
did
were
you,
done
how,
by an examiner how, in an exam situation.
How
you
did
know,
you?
There was no. It was a proper oral exam under exam conditions. They should just take them as your results.
And how
correct.
How did you do, Luke?
In my mock oral, I was very pleased with it. I got 86. I know it wasn't 100%, but I knew I was capable of getting the top kind of high marks.
Okay. And did you just do one oral? Or did you do French or?
I did French and Irish. French and Irish. Yeah.
And how'd you do in the French?
I did quite well as well, Joe. To be honest, I was very pleased with myself. And like that's what I want. That's what I want people like me to feel like, that they've earned the grade they get. You know.
Correct. Mm.
And it's an injustice done to people now, like that lady who's on the line here. It's an injustice done to people like her daughter and myself, who've put in the hard work for the past 2 or 3 years.
Okay. Claire Conway's on the line. Your point, you're a Leaving Cert student as well, Claire.
Yeah, I am. And the thing with the orals, the way that they kind of like said 100% for everyone, I've been working really hard on my oral and things like that, but I definitely think it complements the written. And if you've been working, I don't think you're at fault. But many people in my school, they're outraged by, you know, the way that everyone got full marks. They think, it's the equivalent to zero, but...
So you're saying the general reaction among your confreres and...
It's quite 50-50, I think, yeah.
So you're saying more. You're saying as many people are outraged about the decision as are euphoric.
Yeah, they think that their work has been put to waste. Yeah. But I definitely think with the language, the more you speak it and write it, I think
it'll help. It
just helps. Yeah.
And what do you think of the decision?
I think that, to be honest, with the stress of the current emergency and the coronavirus, I had to prepare extra things for possibly being asked about it because they keep it very current. So I was having to adapt to that. So.
And were you practicing your coronavirus conversation as Gaelge?
Yeah, exactly. I was, And it was like, you know, trying to send that to my teacher, get her to correct it. And to be honest, I think I'm quite relieved with the whole situation.
And what is the Irish for coronavirus?
Coronavirus. I'm not sure about the pronunciation.
Irish
Corona.
See, because there's no V in the Irish language.
Can I come in there one moment, if you don't mind?
Yeah,
sorry, Kate here.
I actually
think that the exam papers are already made up before the coronavirus came in. So I don't think, dear God, it's hard enough for the Leaving Cert students to be bringing up coronavirus.
Kate, how would you react? How would you react if the Leaving Cert written exams were, as has happened in the UK, their GCSE? I know they're not comparable in terms of standard. Leaving Cert is much higher, I think, in fairness, and more subjects. That's not an insult to anyone else who did extraordinarily well in A levels and whatever. But Kate, how would you react if the written exam was postponed?
You mean postponed indefinitely or cancelled totally?
Well, you see, it's an unknown, isn't it? Well,
right. That's why, Joe, this is my point. That, I mean, a lady, one mom said there, but her child is not doing a language. The fairest way, and I really feel for Luke and for the other girl who's just been on there.
Claire, yeah.
Students work, and you have to work hard in fifth year and sixth year. Get the means of the results of both fifth year and sixth year, accumulate them together, give the average, and that's the fairest way, because the students who didn't bother, I mean, as I said, if they were actually sitting down doing their legal cert results, it's not going to change in 2 years all of a sudden in exams.
Luke,
one last word, Joe.
What do you think, Luke?
You know, now over in the UK now, I heard yesterday they've cancelled the A-levels, like you were saying there.
I've
heard, too, that over there they have the system of predicted grades, you know, that the teachers assign a grade to each student that they believe they're capable of.
Correct.
Because the teachers are the ones who know. Why don't we adopt a system like that here?
Okay, can
that lady was also saying, use accumulated results or get some kind of scope from teachers to see where their pupils are at.
Sorry, Luke. Luke, are you agreeing with me, this is Kate, that it should be fifth year and sixth year and actually accumulate the results together and give that result?
Not completely now, Kate, just because
what do you think?
Those tests are set by teachers. And, like, those teachers might set a more difficult test for whatever fifth-year exam. But I definitely, in my opinion, I think that we should definitely involve the teachers in giving out the grades, because the teachers are the ones who know best for their people.
That's my point. It's the teachers who have actually given the continuing assessment all the time, in fifth year and sixth year. And it's your teachers who will actually accumulate their results for their specific subject and give that grade to the students. That's my point.
Luke, what I have you there.
Hi, Joe.
Have you done all your mocks, by the way?
I've completed all my mocks, yeah. Okay. We're still waiting for business to come back, though, so God knows when we'll get that.
But you have, is Claire still there? Claire's in Loretto and Rathfarnham. I want to ask Claire, has she done all her mocks as well? Could the mocks be used, if the written exam had to be abandoned because of the emergency, could the mocks be used as a guide?
I don't think so, Joe, to be honest.
Why not?
The mocks are, I know, like
well,
everyone
harder,
really says
aren't
it, like they're corrected a lot harder, you know, marking schemes aren't
well,
as
could you agree
right.
the mocks plus 10%?
Mocks plus 10%, maybe something like that. But
no.
Sure, Joe, like there's nothing we can do. It's up to the State Exam Commission, really. Mm-hmm. They should really have consulted more with schools, you know.
Joe, can I come in there again,
yes.
Kate?
Yeah.
The mock results are not, they're a kind of an indicator. But for example, the maths course is not fully covered. It's to the wire. And I mean, it's not the teacher's fault. It's just a very, very heavy course. Biology, history, you know, a lot of subjects. So the mock results really would be very unfair, I think.
Okay, well, it might be the only guideline. I don't know whether
you can.
Jack and Galway again. Jack is doing his leaving cert, but as he told us, he's against this change. Jack, how many years have you been studying Irish?
Well, so, like every other student in the country, I've been studying Irish since junior infants. And I will say, Joe, I am not the best Irish speaker. Irish is not my best subject.
Okay.
But I have worked over the last couple of years to perfect my Irish and get it right. But I just feel it's been a kick in the face with my work over the last couple of years, just to give everybody the proper results. Everybody's levels right now, and I think a predicted grade would have been better.
Would have been better. Okay, Oisín Staunton and Hannah Moore. Oisín, good afternoon. You're doing your leaving cert. Oisín.
Hello.
Yeah, Oisín, Joe here. Oisín Staunton, you've contacted. You're doing your leaving. Is that correct, Oisín?
Yeah, I'm doing the leaving cert as well. And I'm here with my friend Megan, Hannah, sorry, who's doing the leaving cert as well.
Okay, and your reaction?
I just think this whole... I agree with the guy who was on earlier, Jack, about the orals. I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
You're not euphoric. It's a kick in the face.
No, I think it's ridiculous. Like, all the work that I've done for Irish, especially over the past 2 years, and French as well, like, and now anyone and everyone just gets 40% in Irish, which is just you know, anyone, people who haven't done any work for it at all get nothing. Get the 40%.
And you know many of them.
Oh, I do, yeah. And it's just the fact that, like, my parents and Hannah's parents have been paying for grinds for the past year and 2 years. People have been doing grinds for years, like, for Irish, and especially with the oral.
Are you doing Honours Irish, Oisin?
Yeah, I'm doing Honours Irish.
Okay. And what about your friend Hannah?
She's doing Honours Irish as well.
Okay.
Oisin, can I come in there?
Kate,
again?
Yes.
Today's
live line is presented
Oisin.
By Kate.
Hi, Oisin.
Keep going.
Can I ask you, do you think it's the fairest way would take into consideration the 5th year and 6th year continuous assessments all through for the 2 whole years and get the teachers to give the average result for each student? I mean, they know their students better than anybody else, and take the 2 years...
Well, personally, I don't think that would be a good idea at all, because the Leaving Cert isn't set up for, like, continuous assessment.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I know they've changed the Junior Cert.
In the circumstances that
in
we
the
have.
Circumstances, see, I still don't think that's fair at all.
And what do you think should be?
I think that we should have the Leaving Cert, like we've been told we're having for the past 2 years. I mean, the Junior, how far away is the Junior Leaving Cert now? Like, I mean, only a few months away. Like, we've been preparing for a Leaving Cert for 2 years.
Correct. But you're working remotely from home, and it's
That's not working for everyone, like, you know, not every student.
But does it not, Oisin and Jan and Kate, given that we're told this emergency will change the world in so many ways, from the micro to the macro, forever, and decisions which people have prevaricated over for years, such as home working, have now been forced on them. Maybe this is the end of the Leaving Cert, a single exam that depends on a single date and a single session that measures all the work that people have done, as Jack said, 12 years Irish. And it was all falling down to an oral exam next Monday, whatever, for 20, 25 minutes. The Leaving Cert is outdated, as people said. It's too much pressure, outdated, and maybe it's time to look at the Leaving Cert in a dramatic way, in an emergency way. Oisin, I know you're in the middle of it.
I think that is true, but I just don't think that should happen to us now.
Of course,
like, why should that happen now?
But it's a reminder. Every year, last year, and it comes up every year, last year it was people who had tragedies and couldn't sit the exam, and then they had to wait, and then the minister said they'd make special. But it was all down to the fact that everything is distilled into a 2-hour, either a 20-minute oral or a 2-hour written. Eleanor Harper is in Wexford. Eleanor, what do you think of the decision of the Minister for Education that the oral and practical exams were between 40% in Irish, 25% in modern European languages and home economics and music, have now effectively been completed, and everyone in the country, without exception, has got 100%. Eleanor.
Yeah, no, it's a very poor decision, I feel, Joe, quite honestly. I work as a teacher, an Irish teacher, for the last 26 years, and I have a child sitting Leaving Cert as well, and I examine for the department like many other teachers. And I suppose the amount of emails that I have gotten this morning from my own students just expressing their total disappointment, because the amount of work that they've put in has been huge over the past, you know, year and a half. They've come in on Saturdays to school to me. I know the schools go in on Sunday nights. I think the amount of work that they have put in, you know, can't be underestimated, and it's all for nothing now.
So just
they're
give
very
us,
the, disappointed.
Just give us, pardon the pun, just give us a practical on the orals, Eleanor. When were they due to start?
Monday, the 23rd of March.
And how long does each oral examination last, on average?
15 minutes, exactly.
15,
yeah.
1-5, a quarter of an hour.
That's it, yeah.
And you've done the orals, have you?
For years, yeah.
And is the marking system very intense?
It's a very fair system. Yes, they get marked for reading a poem, then for doing a picture sequence, which I think the whole country knows about, and then for the chora, which is the conversations, right? Mm. And we're examined as examiners. We obviously are monitored as well. So it's a very tight system and a very fair system.
And have you got your guidelines for... They're gone now, so it's irrelevant.
Yeah, they're all gone now.
Have you got your guidelines? Had you got your guidelines for next Monday?
Yes, we did. We were at the conference about a week and a half ago, and yes, everything was in place. Everything was ready to go. But unfortunately, it's all gone now, yeah.
And was coronavirus going to be a subject next Monday?
Well, obviously, for the very good students, the capable students, maybe it would have come up. I don't think examiners are unfair, and they wouldn't have asked it to maybe students who struggle or find Irish very difficult. But sometimes the student brings it up themselves, and maybe the examiner then would develop that point with them.
Yeah, but it would have been in the orals, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah, well, certainly it's topical, okay. So anything that's topical could come up.
And what were you told what other topics were to be brought up, or do you
bring them up? We're never told. No, it's an open forum, and it's a basic general conversation. Yeah.
Conas a tattoo, and off you go. And
yeah. That's it. Off we go from there, yeah.
And why do you object to a 15-minute exam being abolished and everyone getting top marks? Because we're in a national emergency.
Well, I understand the coronavirus. We are in a national emergency, but I think that it's just the amount of work that a lot of students have put in, and now everybody is on the same level. They're all getting 40%. And I suppose I think it's just very unfair. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would have put in the effort in the oral to maybe bring them up over the hurdle, maybe for a particular grade in the written, and they felt that maybe that was their strength and their area. And now that's all their work and all their time.
What is the alternative, Eleanor, as a teacher of Irish an examiner?
I think whenever the written exams are put in place, or whatever arrangements that the department would have for that, well, the orals could have gone ahead maybe a week or 2 weeks before, or even after that.
Mm-hmm. And have most schools, do you think, as far as you know, have they done the mock orals?
Well, as far as I know, we have certainly, and I'm sure most schools would have at this stage.
So there'd be a grade there, wouldn't there?
There would be, indeed, yes.
And is that regarded as a fair grade or a harder grade than the leaving cert? Because you want to wake some people up.
Well, maybe too. Yeah, we're a bit harder maybe on our own students at this time of the year. I suppose we just really want them to reach their full potential and to make sure that they get the grades that they deserve, and maybe so they won't slacken off. Maybe we're a little bit harder on our own students. So in a sense, maybe those grades are maybe slightly lower, maybe.
I'm saying, could you say give an extra 10% because of... Caroline, 51551, wash your hands. Caroline.
How are you?
I'm quite surprised by the number of students and indeed parents, but the number of students who were saying this is a smack in the face.
Well, not alone am I surprised. I'm a little bit horrified because whilst I understand that I personally don't have anybody doing either leaving cert or junior cert, so we'll get that out of the way from the start.
Okay.
However, we are in unprecedented times. It is a national as well as, practically a worldwide emergency. And I didn't hear your show from the beginning, but what I have heard, all I'm hearing is me, me, me. And I think in the day and the time we're living in, it's disgraceful.
Your last line there, Caroline, was what? Sorry, I know you said
times that we're living in today and what's going on, and people on the front line and working 14-hour shifts, working, getting sick themselves, and to listen to the youth that's coming up, and all I'm hearing is me, me, me.
Okay, Oisín, let me say, Oisín is doing his leaving certificate and Hannah's beside you. Oisín, it's all about me.
And what she's saying about like the healthcare staff. I mean, my mother is working in the hospitals at the moment too, and I totally understand. But she totally agrees with me. Like, this is ridiculous. And I'm not just saying me, 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 but like we've put a lot of work in for the past 2 hours. I mean, the last two years, into this leaving cert. And I just think that we're just being. I think it's a very unfair,
We understand that. We understand how much every student puts into both their leaving cert and their junior cert. But in 5 years' time, your oral exam isn't going to mean that much to you in the greater...
Well, I mean, it could be the difference of me getting my first choice or not. So it is kind of a big deal. It does dictate the rest of your life.
Not really.
And I don't,
it doesn't.
It does, though. It kind of does make a lot of sense.
Sorry, excuse me. I've put children through the leaving cert and through college, and I can promise you in 5 years' time, your oral is not going to be a big life-changing event in the greater scheme of things. All right? How you approach things, how you deal with things, and how you treat other people and think of other people will have a far greater effect on you developing as an individual, and not only as an individual, but in your career, as the oral exam will. The 15 minutes you spend getting your full marks and somebody else, and just because you feel they haven't put in the same level of work that you have, they are now on a level playing pitch with you. I think it's disgraceful that you all think like that, because it is one of the most selfish things that I have heard.
Disgraceful. So you're telling me that I put so much work into my oral, and then a person next to me hasn't done anything so far is going to get the same, is going to get 40% just like me. How is that disgraceful? That
Oisín, I rest my case. You have
rest
just,
your case, right.
You have
well, I think that, that was a total naive view you had there.
That is just me, me,
my oral.
Me. You have
me,
just
me.
Proven,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I think you're very naive in your views.
Really?
Quite honest.
Really? Well,
yeah,
you're
no,
entitled
like, I mean,
to your opinion.
Is a big part,
and listen,
yeah,
I, you know what I want to say to you?
College.
The best of luck in your leaving cert. I hope you get your first choice in your college exam. And I would like in 5 years' time for you to remember this conversation and put your hand on your heart and honestly say that it made a whole lot of difference.
But Caroline,
well, it doesn't now because we're all on the same level, so...
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't make any difference now.
So, well, you know, do you think that people... Yeah, sorry, Joe, yes?
Caroline, does that highlight the inequity of the Leaving Cert? As an example.
Joe, you and I would be of similar vintage now. You know, we can both answer that one.
I just well,
it is time for a change.
Okay,
there
and
yeah, no
I
doubt
hear
about
you.
That.
But and your point about Oisín, the whole thing about life lessons and experience are much more important than oral exam. But the fact of the matter is that they're not counted on your CAO form.
No, they're not. We all know
so
that.
That's why Oisín is
I
up the wall.
But he's only up the wall because the fellow who didn't do as much work as him might get the same mark.
But isn't that what exams are about,
there's,
unfortunately?
Hold on a second.
There's a whole,
like,
no,
I,
there's a whole lot of
like
other
that.
Areas that you can excel in,
yeah,
apart from your oral exam.
I mean, it's just like I have a lot of friends and my parents put me through like my education. My education wasn't cheap and like grinds and everything, and that's just all a waste. For my oral, like,
it's not going to waste. Do you not comprehend that there are people going to die of this disease? And the fact that this is going to happen alone, there might be no problem in getting places. People might not be in a position to even sit the exam. None of us know what's going to happen. And I think it's very, very selfish of people to be knocking decisions that a government has made when they're trying to spend so much time on things that are going to influence the greater sector of our society.
I mean, I just still think it's unfair. Like, I mean, but
I understand you think it's
unfair.
I understand you think it's unfair. And I totally understand you think it's unfair. But what I think you should all be doing was saying, okay, it's unfair, but let's step up to this. Let's do something in another sphere. Let's put a run together and go get food for people that are elderly in your community. Go feel good about yourself instead of knocking people because they haven't done as much work.
No, Caroline, don't veer into patronising the chap.
No, like, I'm not patronising him.
How do you know he isn't? He doesn't do work with old people or Vincent de Paul or whatever. You're just characterising him as a selfish little git. And he's
no,
not.
I am not I characterising him as a selfish little git. I'm asking them to look at other ways that they can feel good about themselves. Currently, they're feeling bad about themselves because of the amount of work that they've done in their exams, the amount of money that's been spent on the grinds, and somebody who hasn't put in either as much in monetary terms
or
time studying.
I understand that. It wouldn't have the money,
that,
or the money for grinds or whatever.
And they're feeling bad and they're feeling hard done by because these people are going to get the same amount of marks as they are. Well, what I'm saying to Oisín and others like him is rise above it. Get out and do something that will make a difference and go and feel good about yourself because you've done that. I don't think that's patronising.
Okay, Oisín.
Well, like, I mean, I'm not going to be dwelling over for the rest of my life. Like, it's just in the moment, it is very annoying, I think.
Okay.
I understand
the whole
that.
Notion of a continuous assessment isn't a great idea either. Like, I mean, I just think that the government really needs to come out with a solid plan for the leaving cert. Because we have so much stress on us at the moment, and I'm not.
And
when I
think
it, like,
the
government did do something
to try and alleviate that stress.
By.
And that was the whole point.
But Caroline, is the next step, and I totally agree with you about the national emergency, but is the next step not to say, well, everyone, the written exams can't go ahead because of...
Sure, who knows?
I know, that's
what I'm
saying. I mean,
we don't know whether the Olympics are going to go ahead.
I don't worry about
it.
No, I'm not worried about the Olympics in that sense. I know,
sure,
I love sport.
You can't
say
that to an athlete.
I know, I love sport.
You can't say that to an athlete.
But Caroline, I'm just sticking to the leaving cert for the time being. If the written exams can't go ahead, did the government use the same benchmark and say, OK, everyone has passed the written exams?
I don't know, Joe.
Colours?
I have a son in first year in college and he's working in a supermarket and he's doing extra hours
because he's been asked to.
And like, he doesn't know what's going to happen to him.
No.
But they're not whinging. Okay. They're getting out and they're doing their jobs. They're getting out and doing the hours.
OK.
I don't mean to come across like I'm whinging. But, like, and I, if you let me speak earlier, I was going to say how I totally understand that there's a national crisis going on. And I totally understand how the healthcare staff are under pressure. Everyone's under pressure. But, like, we are under a lot of pressure too. We have the leaving cert and we have the stress of this virus. And we don't know what's going on. I just think the government needs to do something and, like, have a solid plan in place.
It's just a reminder, Caroline, isn't it, Anushin, of the monster that we've created in this leaving certificate in one sense.
Absolutely.
I know the argument is, well, can you think of a fairer way, but...
I think what was done in their best interest.
with the intention
of alleviating stress. And all I'm hearing is begrudgery coming from it.
I don't know if it's begrudgery. I don't know if that's a fair word now, in fairness.
Okay, well.
Well, anyway, I'm just trying to be fair to Oisín.
I understand, but give me a different word and I'll use it. But, I mean, at the moment, that's what it sounds like.
Well, worry would be a word, I think.
It's not worry, because they're worried that other people are going to have the same as them. That's begrudgery.
Yeah. Oisín, do you want to wrap your oral honours English around that point that Caroline has just zinged across the airwaves? It's begrudgery dressed up as worry. You gone, Oisín?
No, I'm not. I'm still here. I'm just
taking your time.
I don't know. I feel like I got my point across clearly. I mean,
okay.
I mean, we're all like. I mean, my friend Hannah, like, who's here with me as well. Like, she
put an awful amount of
effort into it, and she is going has a lot of sickness and everything going on.
Well, does Hannah want to talk to me?
Hello.
Hiya, Hannah. How are you?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. What do you think of the decision to give you 100% in your orals and practicals if you're doing them, which I think you are?
Yeah, I do music as well as the two languages, and I do art as well.
So you've got you've got four subjects.
Yeah.
God, you don't even have to go in June, Hannah. You're through.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat as Oisín. Like, I understand, like, it's an obvious one as well, given, like, the 100% and the practicals and the orals and all that. But I feel at the same time, like myself, like, personally, I put in, like, a load of work into my orals and I put a load of work into my practical as well. And just seeing that everyone now is getting 100% in it is just, it's a small bit biased in my opinion, but that's just on my behalf, I suppose.
Okay. And is Oisín still beside you there?
He's just gone now.
Are you good buddies?
Yeah, we are.
That's great. Because he's a good lad.
Yeah.
And you all are. Everyone doing their leaving cert is fair play to get this far. It's great. The mental pressure. Tell Oisín thanks, will you?
Yeah,
please.
Will do.
And Hannah, you mind yourself as well. Caroline, thanks.
Thank
all our other callers back.
And again, the best of luck to them all.
Here. Okay. 51551, wash your hands.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And Joe at rt.ie. Nora, good afternoon. You're a language teacher. And this decision that the oral assessment in Irish is 40% of the marks and 25% in modern European languages and another practical music, home economics, that everyone, as of this morning, has got 100% in those elements of the exam. What do you think?
Yes, well, just to make it clear, I don't teach Irish, but I have a lot of experience teaching French. And I have taught both at university, and I have taught very vulnerable children, among them homeless children and migrant children. And what I would like to say is that I think that all this previous discussion on merit and children who have worked hard and those who haven't is totally unfair, because it doesn't take into account young people's very different personal circumstances at home. And not only in general in school, and the fact that some parents can afford private tutors and some can't, and the fact that children go to very different schools. So it doesn't mean if someone has grades that are not as good that this person has worked, hasn't worked as hard as their classmates, especially because we don't know what's happening at home, and some children are in contact with domestic violence and so on and so forth, and some have books at home and some don't. But what I would like to make clear is that even in the present situation of isolation and social distancing measures, some children might have a broadband connection. Some might be able to still study at home because they have the necessary books, because their parents have advice, can advise them. And other children might not have all these facilities. So the inequalities that were already there, they will only get worse with the social distancing, because when children are at home, they just have to rely on the means of their own parents. So in itself, I think it's a bit self-absorbed to see all these young people just focusing on what they have to lose from just being on a level footing with their less privileged classmates for once. And I'm saying this
Known for a long, long time in this country that there is incredible inequities of opportunity in education, down invariably to class and where you come from. And when I was from Ballyfermot, going to Trinity College, I was one of a population, by the way, Ballyfermot, about 40,000. I was one of four people from Ballyfermot to go to Trinity that year. Four people. There were so few of us that we all the three of us are still very good pals. That's where we met. But there's always been, and tragically and unfortunately, there's always been inequities in education. Now, I know things. I've been up in Coimore College in Ballyfermot and St John's College in Ballyfermot. They're great, great schools, and the numbers going to third level have increased dramatically. But there still is an inequity there based on class. But that's well known. So why do we hang so much on the Leaving Cert?
Yes, I know. So this is what I consider a bit unrealistic, or ignoring the elephant in the room at the moment when I see these opinions, because some people who call you seem to be a bit unaware of this. And so I think that maybe an emergency solution for exceptional times would be to increase the number of places in university, if people would be, if the grades would be in a way equalized because of this exceptional situation, or to provide extra facilities at the moment for the children who might not have all the facilities to study at home, because, you know, just the broadband internet connection is quite a big problem in some areas in Ireland.
Okay, let's look at this dramatic, radical suggestion I think you've made, Nora, and that is that if the Leaving Cert in full has to be abandoned, we know the orals are now abandoned and the solution is to give everyone 100%. If the Leaving Cert has to be abandoned, then everyone who's studied and done right up to the eve of the Leaving Cert, they should be allowed to go to college.
Yes, I think that could be done. I mean, exceptional amounts of money are being awarded to businesses at the moment to keep them afloat. Well, such funding should be provided to universities, and then the people who can't manage in college, they will drop out, maybe if you know, they don't enjoy it, or they can't do it. So maybe such a measure would be encouraging for everyone, and maybe it would give a chance to other people to go to college, and maybe by enjoying it, they would actually stick to it, you know, and graduate. So why not? You know, there could be increased funding in public education as a social measure.
And we are going to, whenever we come out of this emergency, we are going to be living in a different world, both socially, culturally, economically. And maybe it would be a radical idea to say, yes, we will call on everyone to put their shoulder to the wheel, and everyone to make concessions, and colleges to take in more students next year, because the jobs economically might not be there. So call on colleges at every level. If we can turn Templemore Garda Training College into an emergency hospital, we can turn it into a third level college. That maybe that's one change that will be brought about by this awful scenario that we're now in. Okay, Nora, thanks indeed. This Mark.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mick Scannell, Mick.
Hiya, Joe.
Yeah, your point, please. You're 44 years a teacher, 50 years a corrector.
Yeah, a long time, Joe. First of all, I'd like to compliment the acting minister, McHugh. Okay. I wouldn't have any political grow for him and his party, but nevertheless, he comes across as a very principled person. I think the assumption that the exams will take place is flawed, it's incorrect. What I would imagine will happen is that anybody who has a CAO form, that will be used as evidence of intent that they want to do a particular faculty or going to a particular faculty. But I'd say in the faculties, the privileged ones like medicine, law, dentistry, those faculties will be probably oversubscribed, but the colleges will take the hit because what they want is they want to preserve feasibility of college reopening. So the only way that it will happen will be is that everybody who's applied will be gain entry. But for the first year in college, they will have to sit an exam at the end of the college year to ascertain their feasibility, suitability and capability to continue at that particular faculty.
But that could turn into a culling exercise, Mick.
It won't be a culling exercise. It will be based on merit. You'll sit an exam. It'd be like a pre-med exam, pre-arts exam. Everybody will.
But the whole hypothesis is that you get rid of some of the first years. Isn't that correct?
You don't get rid of them. There's 60% of them resigning as it stands, walking out the door because most of them are incapable of taking on some of the subjects.
Could the orals next week not have been done by phone?
Absolutely no way.
Why not?
Impossible. Done by phone?
Yes.
Logistically impossible.
Why?
They're in the region of 50,000 people, 50,000 students. It wouldn't be on. I haven't any expertise in the field of the oral. I've been involved as an assistant examiner for years, but I'm 95% confident, and this is using my kind of small bit of knowledge of mathematics, I'm 95% confident of what will happen, that the CEO forms will be used as evidence of intent and that students will be given the go-ahead. It's the fairest system. And I think any discussion on it now is just hyping the situation.
Well, we don't live in North Korea. We can talk about these things. But Mick...
By the way, Joe, the North Koreans haven't done so badly. The Chinese have done fairly well.
Do you believe a word out of North Korea's mouth? Get it seriously. I won't have North Korea now thrown up as an example.
I'm saying in North Korea
they're not allowed to discuss these things.
I didn't
That's what I'm saying.
North Korea.
But you were saying discussion only hypes.
I think discussion that's going on at present is based on an incorrect premise. It's a faulty premise, and I don't think it should go ahead. It's operating under the premise that the written exams are going to go ahead, and we all know they're not.
So what happens then, Mick?
What happens then is what I suggested.
That everyone who wants to get into third level gets in.
And at the end of the first year, a very fair system, they'll be told it's an exam in advance, of course, they will all sit an exam.
But there is the possibility, if not the probability, hopefully, that everyone will pass that exam, hopefully.
Otherwise,
it's a culling exercise.
Well, you take a subject like mathematics in the Leaving Cert.
Yeah.
Do you know the failure rate in higher level mathematics at current Leaving Cert?
No, tell me, what's the figure?
What would you think?
Oh, I don't know. Let's not turn it into a quiz.
Go on, throw it a figure.
20%.
3%.
3%. Well, that's good. Well done to
that's not failure. So a system can evolve whereby the failure rate can be very low. It can be 3%.
Well, that's a credit to the teachers and the students, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that model can be used. I mean, let's not start hyping ourselves to death on this one. The students will be allowed to go into third level.
Okay, well, that was the point I made 5 minutes ago. Yep. I think it's a good idea. Okay, Mick Scannell, go to Mila Mahal, good Mick. 51551 Joe at RT.ie. Wash your hands.
Joe!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
As you know, Darkness Into Light has been cancelled because of the national emergency. Just to remind people, the Pieta House, the 24/7 suicide helpline, all the great work they do. To make a donation to Pieta House, you text Pieta, P-I-E-T-A, to 50300, 50300, and that's your donation of £2. Pieta House... 503-00, text the word Pieta, and that's it done for you. Please help them, the great organisation. Today's producer was Harold Locker-Grant. Ray Darcy's next.